imagine the unimaginable? What if George Washington had been killed by a sniper's bullet? What if the Civil War had torn this country into 2 or 10 countries? What if Hitler got the atomic bomb first? What would the world look like if America did not exist?
Thing happened.
Remember, you breathe in as you bend slightly forward
and expel your breath as you relax backward.
Lost his job, was down in us. And in their chattering and smell of Chanel was waving across me, inside of me, I became aggressive.
There, miss. You see, the heterodynes were feeding back into the stimulus reaction activators, causing non-snaps of the motor control resistor units.
Oh, that's good.
No, lady, that's bad. But your regenerative circuits are tuned asynchronously, and that causes concatenation in the intermediate amplifier.
Well, that's bad, isn't it?
No, that's good. From now on, I don't think there'll be the slightest trouble with your robot. Your domestic problems are completely solved.
Thank you very much.
That's perfectly all right. And if there's anything else you want to know about your robot, don't hesitate to give us a ring.
I looked down, and there was our household robot on the floor. It was all its fault, it and millions of its kind. Suddenly, all the frustration of the last few months focused on the robot, and I kicked it.
Well, everyone, here we are. Here's the great fun. Look at it.
Beauty,
though.
You finished?
Well, all the tea activating.
Great.
What?
Now,
is it male or female?
How do I know I've got all the parts just
I have the remote sight.
No, you know, I mean, in a sure way.
You mean activate?
Well, only for a minute or two, you know. I mean, just to be sure.
That's right.
Well, then I'll disassemble it naturally.
Right. As long as you don't take too long.
No, I'll have to touch it. Here, look, see, all I have to do is just put on the activating plate. Again, turn it hot nut and stay like so. Now, wait a minute, just the automatic current control. Yeah, there, now, that should do it. Now, stand back. I'll turn it on.
I hope it works.
Oh, it'll work. That follows the direction of the letter. You ready? Now.
My name is Alvin. I am a robot. What is there?
Well, it certainly has a nice
voice. Now, take it easy, Alvin. Just sit down and rest and have a little thought.
There's no need to rest. I will leave
tomorrow. Well, as long as he does seem to rest, I can think of 100 things for it to do. Now, there's a house and a barn.
See that in any of these labs. These things are not to the point where they can become autonomous or do any kind of movement on their own.
In my case, sir, the question is totally without meaning.
Well, now I see everything.
But to make a doll with intelligence, that is the work of an artist, eh?
Well, yes.
The G.I. Joe is a toy that presents essentially, despite the fact that it's all dressed up and, you know, in a role, it presents a toy that the child can project their needs, their desires, their agendas on.
Well, Cindy, I'm speaking to you.
take it, Daddy. You don't understand.
So, for example, the young girl would take her Raggedy Ann doll, and sometimes the Raggedy Ann doll punishes her and disciplines her. Sometimes the Raggedy Ann doll will have a tea party with her. But children could basically project onto the doll what they needed the doll to do. In terms of their current concerns and their current development.
Terrible. Exactly.
These new toys have agendas of their own.
He says it's going to kill everybody.
Cindy, you're inventing things.
It's true. It's not new. Sleeping in sad sex in my pillow is what this thing's doing.
That is to say, this is the first generation growing up with toys that need to be nurtured.
So when I present the toy to this millennial child,
they demand to be nurtured.
It's always in the conjunction with your mother.
Today,
he told me to kill me too. I told you.
And they actually sit with the child every day and the toy and spend perhaps an hour interacting. So the child starts to understand the sensitivities of the toy.
Rolo, answer the door.
Once upon a time, sound knew its place and never wandered far. The sounds of the city, the sounds of the country, the hush of winter, the birdsong of a spring morning. Music was always live, and laughter was never canned. To hear a sound, you needed to be near a sound. To really understand the impact of the cassette and portable sound playback, you have to understand the history of innovation and trial and error that led to its development. In 1857, Edward Leon Scott patented the design for the phonautograph, a device that visually traced the impression of sound waves onto a moving surface of paper. It wasn't until 2008 that Scott's surviving phonautograph sound recordings were able to be rendered audible. Years later, Charles Cross theorized a method of recording and playing back sound. His device, the paleophone, was similar to the phonautograph, but instead inscribed sound waves onto a metal cylinder. When the recording needle was run back through the groove, the sound would be replicated. Before Cross had a chance to develop a working model, Thomas Alva Edison patented the first working phonograph in the United States, a device strikingly similar, if not identical, to Cross's paleophone. Edison claimed to have been unaware of Cross's design. The true brilliance of Edison's phonograph was not so much in its design, but in Edison's enterprising idea that consumers would buy a phonograph in order to have the ability to play music in their homes.
I am the Edison phonograph, created by the great wizard of the New World to delight those who would have melody or be amused.
In 1887, German engineer Emil Berliner patented the gramophone, which, like Edison's phonograph, etched sound waves onto wax, but used a disc as opposed to a cylinder. This did away with many of the difficulties of the cylinder design. Discs could be stamped from a metal master, making mass production possible, and they could be stored easily and safely due to their flat design. In 1898, Dutch engineer Valdemar Poulsen patented the first magnetic recording method, using a wire spool recorder that he called the telegraphone. A record head would magnetize the wire medium in a pattern consistent with sound waves, which could later be reproduced audibly by a separate playhead. turn of the century brought with it the development of radio, a medium so popular that it was estimated to be reaching 4 out of 5 U.S. homes by 1938. In the late stages of World War II, Allied forces uncovered a number of German magnetophone recorders from Radio Luxembourg. German engineers had developed a technique of magnetically recording sound onto a thin tape coated in oxide. American audio engineer John T. Mullen took these recorders back to the United States and spent 2 years experimenting on the machines, improving their performance and fidelity. Magnetic tape recording revolutionized the radio, film, and music industry. The ability to pre-record performances for broadcast and to easily edit and construct programs allowed for more creativity and flexibility in programming. Magnetic tape recordings could also be easily reproduced with little loss of sound quality. Until the mid-50s, audio playback had been largely confined to the home or professional theater. The invention of the transistor allowed for the creation of smaller, portable electronic devices. The transistor radio became one of the most popular electronic communication devices in history, allowing consumers for the first time to listen to the radio anywhere. Magnetic tape recording remained popular in studio settings, but its high cost and difficulty of use prevented tape from making a splash on the consumer market. Attempts to make tape-based playback more user-friendly led to the development of various tape cartridge systems, which held the magnetic tape within a metal or plastic housing to eliminate handling. The RCA Victor tape cartridge was durable, affordable, and easy to use, but RCA Victor was too slow in reaching the consumer market and the format disappeared by the early 60s. The 8-track tape cartridge was marketed for home and travel usage, but was ultimately found to be unreliable in its design. In 1963, the Philips Company of Amsterdam quietly introduced the compact cassette as an audio storage format in Europe and did the same 2 years later in the United States. Japanese electronics giant Sony pressured Philips to license the compact cassette format free of charge. This free license ensured that there would be no shortage of manufacturers for blank cassettes or cassette players. And with the introduction of Sony's Walkman portable cassette player in 1979, the compact cassette was poised to become the dominant music format of the 1980s. For the first time in history, an audio format was at the same time affordable, portable, durable, widely available, easily copied, and allowed the user to record their own music or voice for playback on any other cassette player. The fact that the cassette was both a recording medium and an end format of audio storage gave it great advantage as a people's medium of expression. The cassette tape has even been partially credited with the fall of the former Soviet Union. Cassettes and VHS tapes of Western music and television were highly coveted on the Soviet black market during a period of intense censorship. This capitalistic urge for cultural consumption was entirely subversive to the stated authoritarian values of Soviet social and economic control. The cassette was crucial to the Iranian Revolution, in which the monarchy of the ruling Shah was violently replaced with an Islamic Republic under the leadership of Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. Prior to the revolution in 1979, Khomeini had been exiled from Iran and maintained his political following through recorded speeches distributed clandestinely on cassette. In 1979, Tascam released its first 4-track cassette Porta Studio, a studio in a box, allowing consumers to write and record their own music at home in relatively decent quality and with relative ease. This made home multi-track recording available to anyone with a few $100s to put down on a 4-track and a couple of microphones, with a few extra dollars left over to buy blank cassettes. It wasn't long before home recorded albums were being released by even well-known artists, perhaps most notably Bruce Springsteen's 1982 LP Nebraska.
I told my roadies, hey, go out and get me some little tape player. I don't care what, just get me a little tape player I can sing some songs into, and I can tell if I have anything before I waste time in my own studio with the band. So we came back with a little 4-track TIAC.
Where Springsteen used the 4-track as a sketchpad of sorts, other artists used the technology for its own relative aesthetic merits. During the 1980s and 90s, independent musicians released an avalanche of albums recorded at home on 4-track cassette recorders. Recording at home was cheap, comfortable, and offered aesthetic freedom unparalleled in often rigid and hegemonic commercial studio settings.
there aren't too many people that understand that own studios and get in there and engineer that understand what we want. And I don't know nothing about it. And a lot of people, we go in and say, well, we want this and we want that. We do things, they go, no, you can't do it that way. You just can't be done that way.
That's no.
And so we didn't know any better.
In present-day Africa and other parts of the Third World, the cassette is the dominant musical format for distribution of local artists, who would otherwise not have an affordable method of sharing their music even locally. But not everyone is a musician. The majority of blank tapes were probably not sold to home recording enthusiasts, but to fans of one of the other great joys of the cassette, the compiling of mixtapes. There is a certain art to making a great mixtape, and that art is a collage art. A single note is the basic building block of music. A musical phrase is a collage of notes. A song is a collage of instruments playing musical phrases. Now, a mixtape is a collage of songs and other audio material from different sources. And often the sleeve for a mixtape is a collage of images. So a mixtape can be said to be a collage of a collage of a collage, itself wrapped in a collage. This complexity all adds up to a highly personalized reconstruction of available materials that is worth far more than the sum of its parts. Portable music has always had a place in the human consciousness. What the cassette tape and the Walkman provided was an entirely autonomous choice of private listening experiences. The Walkman has often been criticized for its impact on social interaction. Radio and television had received similar critical examination for removing entertainment entirely from the public or social sphere. But for the first time, the portability of the Walkman placed the listener in the position of performing a private act, listening to music alone, in a public space. In 1984, Shuhei Hosokawa published an article in Popular Music concerning the Walkman effect, which he defined as a disconnection between the Walkman listener and the surrounding environment. The listener's disengagement could be said to result in a heightened experience of the world as spectacle, or cause a strange, detached isolation. Either way, it could be said to offer a much-needed escape from the pressures and frictions of everyday life. Portable music has become inextricably linked to what is known as the walk act. French philosopher Gilles Deleuze affirmed, "The walking subject is always in the process of transformation of experience through the ongoing change of point of view." Beginning in the late 80s, the cassette tape was slowly phased out in favor of digital formats, beginning with the compact disc. The compact disc offered some improvements in sound quality and easy access to individual tracks of audio, but was not initially a recording format in and of itself. It wasn't until the latter part of the 90s that CD burners became affordable or practical for the home consumer. Digital recording platforms, such as Pro Tools, began to replace not only the humble four-track cassette recorder, but also high-end professional analog recorders. But some argued that it lacked the inherent character and warmth of analog formats. Digital sound files also lacked physicality, which meant that they could be transferred electronically, but you couldn't hold them in your hands or bring them to the counter at your local record store.
Are you ready?
In 2001, Steve Jobs of Apple introduced the first version of iTunes and the first iPod MP3 player, the device that would come to define portable music for a new generation. In 1989, cassettes comprised 50% of record sales in the U.S. In 1999, this had fallen to 7%, and in 2009, they made up less than 1% of yearly sales revenues. Some record labels have chosen to remain in the cassette business despite failing revenues, focusing on small-scale pressings, localized sales, and the aesthetics of the cassette and artwork itself. A wave of nostalgia for the compact cassette has led to an increase in its use in visual art, such as in the work of Erica Simmons, who uses the magnetic tape itself to craft portraits of musical artists including Jimi Hendrix, Elvis Presley, and Michael Jackson. In 2010, Sony announced that it would discontinue Japanese production of the cassette Walkman. And in 2011, Oxford English Dictionary removed the term cassette from its concise edition. But the compact cassette's influence on the ways in which people think, communicate, and listen will undoubtedly have a lasting effect for generations to come.
And 45 seconds of flip through the incredible
to convey you would need
what? You would need some fancy music.
Fancy music, fancy music, fancy. You would need some fancy music.
learn to define concepts
in terms of the scent. And to use the same
thing and say we're so much to stop.
Did you ever hear of anyone getting his lamp caught in an elevator door?
That is not self-evident.
That can't happen here, because as long as there's anything
he
in the way, this door can't close.
The complex concepts he uses and the
facts of reality.
You think they can stand to see you not doing what they're doing?
They were derived. That is not self-evident.
What is it you're being investigated?
He must know when he has proved an idea. What is
when
it?
When it's only a hypothesis.
When there is evidence against it.
There
are afraid of you. It's that simple.
All along this highly complex chain, error in the use of his conceptual faculty is possible too. The result of error is that his intellectual efforts and understanding, to that extent, failed.
All ready? They're afraid of you because you're becoming less and less like them.
His thinking processes are ineffectual.
I heard you. I'll tell you what's happening to you. You're coming closer and closer to the far away. Closer to you.
He doesn't acquire the knowledge
and the control over reality which he seeks.
Do you think they like that?
That on you.
It is for this reason, because man's thinking processes can be inadequate and ineffectual, that a science of thinking is necessary.
Not on your life.
Don't get nervous and start asking for help.
As its title indicates, the purpose of this course is an analysis of some of the fundamental principles involved in efficient thinking.
That's exactly what they want you to do.
This study belongs to a branch of psychology to which we have given the name psychoepistemology.
Make it on your own, the way you've been doing.
And remember, you're getting better.
Epistemology, as you may know,
means theory of knowledge.
That branch of philosophy which studies man's means of knowing reality,
which identifies the nature of the world.
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
To enable man to distinguish
between that which he may and may not regard as knowledge. Epistemology assumes, or takes as its given, a normal,
meaning healthy, consciousness.
He was homely, he was dumb,
and so was you.
It assumes an intact mind, intent on knowing reality. Insofar as it is concerned with the internal operations of mind, with the volitional and automatic functions of consciousness, it is concerned from one standpoint exclusively.
Don't look now.
Is my body a temple? Is my temple a shore? When my waves can roll on to you, can I give any more? Can you reach for my hand? Can you tighten the grip? Can you soften your lips? Can you jump off your ship? Don't walk on your own. Stay in the dark. My heart leaps forward where two become one. Don't keep your door closed and peek through the keyhole. Open your mind and let me back in.
Credit score is a three-digit number generated by a mathematical algorithm that uses information from your credit report. Now, let's rewind and find out how you can reach your optimal credit score. Don't forget, a good credit score is key to a healthy financial life.
Let's just continue on to the next section.
So, lenders like banks and credit card companies use credit scores to evaluate the risk of lending money to consumers just like yourself. In fact, many organizations, not only banks, use credit scores to determine the credit worthiness of... I'm so sorry. Sorry.
It's okay. Philip, can you...
Wait, hold on. Oh, my God. Holy shit!
What's wrong? Are you okay?
incredible looking sidearm of yours? Thank you. Robbie, point this thing at that Althea Frutex out there on the terrace. Fire. You understand the mechanism?
Yes, Morpheus. A simple blaster.
All right. Now turn around here. Point it at the commander.
Hello?
Oh, you know, there were shows where you can't say hello. But this isn't one of them. This is probably the sad part where he looks up and gets the death juice in the eye. I forget that. So what's happening out there in the real world?
Well, I thought I couldn't talk on the radio, so I just called up the comment line for KPFA and left a message how... So now I'm going to have to call back, I guess, because you talk on the radio.
Right. Yeah, it's so confusing. Imagine talk radio.
What did you say?
Imagine talk radio.
Talk radio with no talking.
There you go.
So this is puzzling evidence.
It is indeed. Well, Dr. Hal went to the end of the world. So,
what?
Yeah, the world's over. The world you knew is gone.
Dr. Hal passed on?
No, he went to where the world ends.
Where is that?
Oh, someplace in Ohio.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you need a co-host?
No, never. Although anybody can come on by and fill out an application.
Oh, really?
And sit here and enjoy non-talk radio.
Yeah, we better bring a resume, a long, long resume.
Really? Right? Yeah, exactly.
Gee whiz, well... Does it count if you've been calling for, 15 or 20 years?
Yeah, pretty much everything counts.
Everything counts, okay.
There we go. Because it's non-talk radio. But radio is magical.
Radio is magical. Do you think a lot of people, when they call up, they leave their radio on so they can hear themselves talk on the radio and it's...
No. I think
people
leave
don't.
The radio on as a friend, like TVs. I've been in places in the world where you walk around and there's a TV on all the time because people want a friend. And it sounds like somebody's in the room.
That's right.
Willie Victor Sailors. There we go. I was... Let's see if I can bring this up, because it's the inside of a Super Constellation aircraft. Here we go. That is to say, an aircraft that was at the height of its powers in 1949. Four propellers, three tails, 16-foot size propellers, big tricycle landing gear so it could keep those propellers going. Little side doors.
What was the plane called?
Super Constellation. I think there are only one or two left that work because just starting the thing probably costs $3,000 a minute.
Oh.
Because it's so old. But it's probably the most beautiful reciprocal aircraft ever. If you like that sort of thing.
Yeah. I like that sort of thing. I used to have a book and I used to have a book. to go up and co-pilot the plane with her father, and I thought it was a great book. Can I say that the little bit you had there with the gal talking about credit, and then all of a sudden she has some kind of a problem, and then you played some kind of spooky music.
Yeah.
I felt like the listener was left hanging, not knowing ever what happened to the girl. You have to make up your own idea, right?
Yeah, that's the fun of it in radio. It is. That I'm very sad that in the digital world you see now the what people look like. I think you should.
Oh yeah.
You should never be able to see people on the radio.
I'm eating pizza for breakfast. Hey, by the way, you're listening to KPFA 94.1 Bay Area. KPFB 89.3 in Berkeley. KMCS 88.1 in Fresno. And K24 97.5 Santa Cruz.
So how do you feel about your government overthrowing Venezuelans? The great filmmaker Oliver Stone says many Americans, including liberals and self-proclaimed leftists, are against Venezuela and for the imperial U.S. and its death culture. Oliver praises a new book by Dan Kovalik, The Plot to Overthrow Venezuela, calling it truth-telling, desperately needed. Kovalik will present this book Wednesday evening, August 14th, 7:30, at the Hillside Club, 2286 Cedar Street in Berkeley. Sabrina Jacobs will host this KPFA benefit, and there is wheelchair access. Tickets at brownpapertickets.com and supportive bookstores. For Dan Kovalik, August 14th, Hard Truths We Need to Know.
You're listening to 94.1 KPFA, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in
Fresno, and 97.1
K24
ABR
in KPFA.org.
And did he say already KPFA.org?
No, but you did a great job.
Just in case you didn't know who you were listening to. Or where to send your money.
Oh, well, I can be Dr. Hal. Hello, dearly. It's Dr. Hal. I've been sucked into a vortex of some kind, so I couldn't be there. Oh, my. I'm eating pizza here with my friends. Yeah. That was Dr. Hal. We have Dave is also here. Yeah, hello, Chicago, Dave. Hey, Dave, come to the phone. All right, this is Dave. I'm also eating pizza, but it burnt my tongue, so it was kind of weird. It was, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, that was Dave. He's a bit bashful, so he doesn't really, well, he doesn't talk really, but he listens very well, and he's housebroken and sometimes oh, I'm sorry, I had to turn it black. Yes. Okay, let's go on to the show. I still have 3 slices of pizza left. 3 quarters of a pizza, that's 75%. 25 are down already, but 75 is remaining. So, what shall I do with them? I have hot sauce, garlic, and some sort of red stuff. It's a ketchup. I don't know what that is. How are you? I won't correct me, but I am sorry. Well, you know, it's not mustard, but no. So, is this a real show or a recording show? We really don't know.
Oh, I was about to say that.
It's real. Whoa, man. Whoa. It's,
yeah.
I don't know, man.
Listen to this, sir. I went to see The Lion King today.
The musical. Oh, no, the new version.
And how was it?
And puzzling evidence was just saying he doesn't like computer animation that much, and I walked out of the movie. I thought it was so dumb. I mean, it was so corny.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so sad. But maybe it works for little kidlets.
I don't know. There was a scary character. The little lion cub, he has an uncle who kills his father. I don't know that I'd want my kid watching that.
Yeah, because that's not the reality anymore. That's exactly how things used to work. And maybe they still do in business, I don't know. But in Morganic succession, you would often kill your father or your uncle or whoever is in your way to the throne if you were a Lion King.
Right.
But the Lion King, I thought you were talking about Trump, sorry.
Oh, no, I'm not. But I have a secret connection to Trump.
Yeah, not a lot of people have been down those corridors underneath the U.S. Capitol.
Yeah, my boyfriend is a Trump supporter.
Ah, that's right. That's okay.
Yeah. It seems to be okay, except in certain circles I would be a little reluctant to mention it.
The struggle that we are on right now occurs again and again and again and again throughout our history. I can remember this same kind of thing happening with my favorite, JFK. He's not my favorite president, but it's a favorite arc because it ended like a true rock and roll, sex and death administration should.
God. That's right.
But John Kennedy would do the same thing with women that Trump did. And people hated him just as much as they hate Trump. That occurs all through our history. It's hard to get one person to be at the top of that pile because you both can't affect things and you're hated forever by some folks and loved forever by other folks. Just the nature of the politics.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Right. Let's see. I'm trying to get to foil wipe. There we go. That's not a very good sound representation, but oh, that's kind of nice. This is a sound I used to hear a lot. This is sound of a Super Connie just after leaving the Earth. Had four...
Super Connie.
There was a constellation that came out in 49, and then they redesigned a little bit of it in the early 50s, and it became a Super Connie, and was really nothing... I mean, there were bigger planes and more useful planes happening just about that time, but the Super Connie was the sexiest plane and carried more opiated Thai weed out of South Vietnam than any plane I know. No, that's not true. There are so many planes that carried so much druggage that it's just
really?
My experience. Yeah, the third day I was in the squadron I was in, that night we went out to the aircraft and my friend opened up the wing, the panel underneath the wing, and showed me that the wing was entirely stuffed with opium-covered Thai weed on its way back here to the U.S. to be sold for lots of money.
The military was doing that?
People in the military. The military did do that. The currency in Vietnam was greenbacks, normal American dollars, heroin, gold. What else? There's one other one. I can't remember what it was. That's a war zone economy. And anything can be done because it's a war zone. So you can get all... And especially with my world, the world I was in was so circumspect. It was so secret. That's how they could get away with all that. Nobody could go near the aircraft. The dogs, the handlers, the humans were not cleared high enough in their clearances for it to be around us. So, consequently, tons came in. But there were all kinds of conduits. And that goes up until the early 80s, when finally the combined efforts of the ATF, the FBI, and a number of other federal agencies put it to an end. Also, the view of the use of drugs changes then.
The cocaine, maybe.
Yeah, things, drugs come in and out of style.
Right.
But my memories
are
actually...
Yeah, I remember.
What? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just looking at my resume here to see if I can hire myself for to talk on the air. My memories of the Super Connies are actually when I'm very small and we're flying from place to place, and I would hopefully get a seat right over the wing route so I could just watch this stinky angel all day, the oil coming off of the engine and the shininess. In those days, they kept all the cowlings all shiny. And the arc of a propeller is so hypnotizing that people occasionally even walk into them. Not anymore, because they're not around, but... People can do strange things.
Yeah. You mean the shininess of the wing was because of the weed?
No, the shininess came from, in the Navy, we didn't, the shininess was a bit lacking. But when I was a kid, the TWA was forced to keep these Connies because they had been designed by Howard Hughes, and his company owned a lot, and the 707, the jet, was making its inroads into the travel market. But Howard Hughes, who owned TWA, made them keep those Connies, even though everybody else had moved on. So consequently, we, as a poor little Navy family, would take them space A to places, and I spent a lot of time going from this coast to the other coast on these old Connies, and they were so gorgeous. And they flew lower than jets, so your view of the U.S. was also very beautiful.
Golly.
But they were slower, and the first engineer lied to me when I was 4 or 5, because I went forward to the cockpit, and the guy showed me the weather radar and said, "This is where I watch Mickey Mouse." And because my dad was an aviator, and I had already flown with him, thought, "You lie." That's when I knew civilian. Just like going to see the Monkees, which I've related a number of times. I went to see the Monkees, the first concert they did in Honolulu, 1966. And at the end of the concert, the Monkee theme played, and they came out from behind their instruments and danced around. And yet the music was still playing. I knew right then rock and roll was fake, man. And it stayed
How
fake.
How old were you when you saw them?
Oh, I was 14, I think. I saw the Rolling Stones and the Monkees at the HIC.
Together?
No, they were about 10 days apart.
Oh, man. That's a contrast, I guess.
Yeah, it sure was. Although I was too young to understand it at the time.
And so your dad was an aviator, and did you ever get scared on the plane?
No, because your dad's flying it.
Wow.
Your dad would not crash a plane. In fact, I have never been afraid of anything on an aircraft ever. That was part of my thinking going into that. I will tell you that I thought when you're young, you're discussing what branch of the service you might go into. Everybody had an idea, well, if I die, dot, dot, dot. And for me, it was, you fall out of the sky, so you only have 30 seconds or so to be in terror, and then it's over. But I just never worried about it because I'd grown up in that system. And you don't, I just don't, it's not, to me, that's kind of not that important. If it happens, it happens. And it did happen. We lost a Willie in Da Nang. That was amazing to me because it was caused by a tractor being parked in the wrong place. So when this very large aircraft came in, the aviator had to try to maneuver, but it didn't quite work, and the thing came down on its side and lost about half the crew.
Oh.
The most egregious one was the North Koreans shot down PR-26 in 1968. Unarmed spy plane once again shot down by communist aggressors. Sound familiar? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that stuff over there.
Did you ever hear or see that children's book where it's a little girl, but her daddy is the pilot and takes her up and shows her how to fly the plane?
No.
Oh, it's neat. I don't know the name of it, but I guess you could, I don't know how you'd find it. Go to the library and start.
Be like little Amelia Earhart.
Right, kind of, you know. It was really charming. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'll find it somehow. So what do you think happened to the girl that was the credit girl?
Well, let's find out. Although there's language that I'm not supposed to be playing on KPFA.
My neighbor just ran over my dog with his truck. My boyfriend just texted. She's dead.
Oh, Wolf.
Wolf.
Michaela, I'm so sorry about your dog.
Molly was only 4 years old.
What kind of dog was she?
She was a Corgi Shetland mixed. She got me through a horrible breakup 2 years ago.
That sucks.
That really sucks.
Can someone get her a tissue?
Thank you.
It's just awful. Pets can be such important companions in our lives. I have a Bernese mountain dog named Stella, and I just couldn't imagine if that were to happen to her. She really is my everything.
Wait. Oh, thank God.
Oh. What happened?
I read it wrong. My neighbor ran over his own dog with his own truck. I am so sorry to disrupt everyone. Molly is fine. I am so sorry to disrupt. False alarm. Sorry.
Unless KPFA runs out of money.
Oh.
It is always a threat here in this world. And if you want to know what happens then, drive south to Coalinga. And right around that Auschwitz of the cows, there is 94.1 changes into a completely robotic show.
Oh, my God.
It's a pretty amazing effect.
Oh, there's the theme song for Over the Edge.
Yeah, if you say it on the radio, it comes true. Over the Edge just got eaten up by a monster. That happens. Then they'll poop the show out the other end and it's better.
Oh, that's right. He wins.
We're overdue as of right now.
Oh.
Well, personally, I would love to come into the studio.
Of course. That's it.
Everybody would.
Our deepest, greatest fears.
Yeah, that's the are being dug up from our subconscious by
done
and pitted against us.
There's something else.
What?
There now, you see? It's not only our fears and weaknesses, it's also our greatest desires.
Our minds are being grown like mice, lab and specimens.
Whoever's running this show obviously doesn't want to kill us.
How about that? It would be simple enough. Just make a little paradise out there, disappear.
Now I ask why.
I can only think of one answer that makes sense. Done. Exactly. That's where we'll have to go. But first, I'd like to gather as much information as possible. And I'll see if I can learn anything from that village girl.
Of course. Paradise? Who? What is behind it?
Where does it come from?
From space and time itself.
Go on.
If the mind of this dying being, its brain, it can use its brain at nearly full capacity.
Where is this done?
Everywhere in thought.
It took over our minds in the ship, didn't it?
Yes.
Why doesn't it do that now?
Conditions are not right. Out there, your mind is free and light.
The weightlessness. How do you know all this?
I just do.
And this odd being is creating all this? Then we'd better leave here. Right now.
Dad will never let you go. Alive.
Your courage is great. But I am still here. I will destroy you.
We'll have to be back here in 1 hour and 50 minutes. Stay together. Let's go.
Spread out. Aim for the rocks above.
guess I feel a little guilty having slept half the day away. So much to be done.
Oh, it was more than that. You were unconscious for 3 days.
What?
Yes.
What the devil are they doing in the village? Have you all lost your minds? I didn't think you would fall for it. We all know that nothing in this place is real. Not one of those girls really exists. Don is trying to destroy us with our stupidity and our weaknesses. But you play right into his hands just the same. We've still got time, sir. And every hour brings us further and further from our optimum position. What can we do? We can figure out a way to destroy that Don.
Think it can be done. Take a little work. We've got enough in the compound. We'll need a booster.
Okay, let's go.
Exist? Nothing. What do you mean?
It's as if we're in the middle of a weird hallucination.
It's weird, all right. So what's your point?
Everything we see has been taken out of our minds.
Someone has brought them to life. But who?
Some power or some alien being we cannot understand.
Strange. I don't get it.
There's a lot of things we don't get.
Welcome.
Stay here.
Tonight?
You can count on it.
Had you forgotten me?
Well, it looked like you had.
Well, then, let's go for a walk. Suppose.
Suppose we find a cozy little place to be alone for a while.
I won't argue with that.
The Marines before you represent 68 years of marching and
lie on the other side.
Premiering at Marine Barracks, Washington, D.C. during...
Thank you.
12 o'clock. It's too soon for noon.
Welcome to the Home Shopping Network. If you're a first-time caller, please press the zero. Please hold an operator.
Set of prosthetic legs built and spent 3 days living among goats in the Alps. He did it because he wanted a simpler life. And he says it was fascinating. A little bizarre, though. Thwaites co-won an IG Nobel Prize for biology with another man who tried living as several different animals. The IG Nobel Awards. The IG Nobel Awards honor research that may seem bizarre. Or amusing, but actually it provokes thought. God, I'm just kidding. Don't watch the video. You try and read it.
Has been seen around town doing this.
That is hilarious.
Todd's about to lose it. Up in three, so there's a
cat and dog.
This is why we can't show Todd pet stories. Coming up, the Lego franchise is back, and this time Batman has come to save Gotham City. Next.
Trouser-itis.
back
now
away.
Is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Back now away. Is the envy of all the dead.
Are you?
And you'll get it, all right. You'll really get it.
This is your show. Your show. This is your show. Your show. The Puzzling Evidence Show.
The pioneers in obnoxious sound of every kind.
Do not lose time on daily trivialities. Do not dwell on petty details.
Do not be devoured by
this
the
will be their first dance.
Hither.
More of these things out the way. Live well.
Tighten your trousers, old trout.
You're alive and living.
You've got trousers.
Now is the envy.
Wow, you're lucky.
You've got trouseritis.
Back
now
away.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Back
now
away.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Back
now
away.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Back
now
away.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Back
now
away.
Is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Back
now
away.
Is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Back
now
away.
Is the envy of all the dead.
I used to envy the people with the trousers.
You'll envy the legion of dead dads in their trousers before this night is through. Who knows? Who cares? Who wears the pairs of dead man's pants that dance in the darkness of the eyes?
Too many pairs of pants.
Yes. You'll know at a glance by the two pairs of pants that it's good old reliable Nathan. Nathan Detroit.
The man with the pants.
The man with the pants.
The man from France.
He dances in the darkness of the noonday sun.
The man with the pants from France.
The dead man's,
the man's
pants
not from
that
France,
dance.
Just his pants are from France.
From here to France. Among the plants.
Remember that great stereo amplifiers they used to have? Called? What is happening? What is happening? When you hear the bell, turn the page. Ready?
If you just washed it every now and then, you wouldn't have...
If you act now, we'll throw in a motorcade crash.
Okay.
$49.95, 12 payments, easy.
I can...
And here's...
No one
here's
turned down.
Dinner
down
in his body. You can activate it, you know, like you push the button and you clear the dinner table really quick.
I reach.
At least of people. There, the radio's telling you, and it's radio, little radio voice. Schmiggly. Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's all about headphone volume.
You can always learn something. You can, anytime you listen to the Puzzling Evidence Show, you're always going to learn something. The Puzzling Evidence Show lets you keep half your mind. So you have to keep that half. You have to do something with it, you know. The other half, he's he's glad to control
that's
the other
exactly
half
right.
of your mind.
That's where that...
I like the way the radio speaks. It speaks volumes. I better look at other things. I'm going to look at more prettier things.
That's right. We here at the Puzzling Evidence Show watch the computer for you. That's right. You don't have to get up anymore. We have a team of highly trained specialists to look at their computers for you.
We're on our way to the end of the internet.
Yeah.
We think we'll be there before too long.
Always, always, always the best music. You guys play the best music.
They always play the best music.
Always playing the best music.
You know. It spoke a volume just then. Wasn't a very nice one, but it did.
Oh, that's what happens when you're on the radio long enough.
You say it, and then it happens.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Hal, I don't know how you
I'm,
do that. It's
sawing
so
wood over here to make a popsicle stick house. It's going to be charming, but in just a moment, it's going to be time to rest, to lie down, to become recumbent, to introduce...
The dewy feathered sleep. Sleep, the gentle sleep that knits the raveled sleeve of care. Ah, 'tis a sad thing. The kingdom of Morpheus beckons, with all its dreamlike charm. As I wake, sweet music breathes above, around, and underneath, sent by some spirit to mortals good, or the unseen genius of the wood. Oh, what do you think? But let my 2 feet never fail to walk the studious cloisters pale, and love the high embowed roof with antique pillars, massy proof. And storied windows, richly dight, casting a dim religious light.
It's the show, An Object at Rest. When you hear the bell, turn the page.
String theory. Bring you back to the Starlight Room and Ramon Raquello and his high-stepping country kickers.
Yeah. But I liked it. That was funny. That was really funny. Now the show can relax in its the safety of its own delusions for a while. Ah, this wool I just pulled feels so soft. It's not scratchy like that old harsh wool. This is soft wool. It's like a cashmere sweater. Makes your eyes feel so comfortable. What? I can't see, though.
It's the show, An Object at Rest.
The show has more episodes to introduce into the Akashic Record.
It's just so relaxed. While this computer tries to woo me. Whispering its sweet nothings in my ear, as it were.
From the 60s to now.
Always, always, always the best music. You guys play the best music.
They always play the best music. Always
playing
the best music.
We've got
Drowsyritis. Back now is the envy of all the dead.
We've got Drowsyritis.
Back now is the envy of all the dead.
We've got Drowsyritis.
Back now is the envy of all the dead.
We've got Drowsyritis.
Back now is the envy of all the dead.
It's not really an ear. It's an auditory receptor device.
Well, we enjoy the hell out of it. Aren't we subgeniuses, after all?
Sure.
Yes, enjoyment is our employment. Enough said. And now, on the moonlit bights of the Chattahoochee River, we see the hanging Spanish moss.
When you hear the bell, turn the page.
Hey, look, when we take over this country, we'll make these guys barons, and that way they'll feel like they're still powerful.
Democracy has failed. Let us bring back the old order with its nobilities and titles. And I'll just have my special session over here.
Let's take a picture.
Oh, what? I wasn't. That can't turn out good to me. I'm going to have werewolf eye. Well, you know.
Oh!
The fluffy between
he's got a ticket to ride.
Yes, first there was lovable.
But he don't care.
Little Dondi, and then there was Joey.
Four,
there he is, Joey.
Two, hold it, stop. Recon, wait, start again.
Okay,
now,
sorry.
Take a breath.
Joey had a hard day today.
Okay.
All right. Robert.
All right, I'm ready now. Let's. Okay, this is the real start.
Okay. This is the real thing.
This is. All right. Yeah. All right. There we go. Cue the cue.
I changed nothing. What happened was.
Including your underwear. Yes.
My voice sounds fine from your end. But when somebody calls in, it becomes a cacophony of noise that hits the audio ceiling.
Unbelievable. Who would do that on the radio? I've never heard of a show
of noise.
Some crazy person must have.
Yeah, like a cacophony of noise. That should only be allowed to be right here.
I like it when you've got the line of lines. It's a line, but each line is another line. Each point in the line extends off in another direction.
Okay, start again. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2. Hold it. Stop. Wait. I'm gonna go back to 1.
Squanto.
Go back to 5. Or should we go to 10? Maybe. Should we start at 10? Go back.
Well, it's like,
there's no reason why we shouldn't.
Okay. I'll yield to the majority opinion.
Start at whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
The chair yields the floor to the table. And the bench.
Let's just table that for a while, okay? Can you table that discussion?
Be it so
put
ordered.
On a table and then nail it down.
Yeah, it's all about headphone volume.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Rude thing, you.
Yeah.
Was radio wooing?
This is the way radio describes what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
It's the sound of the radio describing what's happening.
Like, even if it were X Day or St. Stephen's
Day? Or for any day. Because that's how things happen.
Yeah.
Used to happen, not anymore.
Yeah.
Interesting how these things aren't in any particular order. I just don't understand it. I don't understand.
There's something crazy about this. It just doesn't make any sense.
It don't make no sense at all. Not at all.
Well, I took some of that stuff. Sense at all. I took about 4 milligrams half an hour ago.
We can still say tape. We can think about it as tape, but really it's just snippets of sound, whatever media they
tape,
happen to
yeah.
be in.
What a wonderful archaic time.
Help us. Hear that? Did you hear that?
Help us keep this radio station
going.
We found it on radio.
You can work that.
Yes, you can.
Grooves, man.
And me and all of us can work this thing and not let go of this amazing resource.
I dig that crazy sound, man.
KBFA.
Those dips and dweebs and squares and cubes out there, they can't dig it. They don't have that what's happening sound in
their
hearts.
They do not. Not at the level this station does.
There's nothing left to do if you don't have that.
There's nothing you can do if you lose it. You can never get it back because it's
love
radio.
The way the sound happens. Man, you could do this. You could make your own...
You don't even
puzzling
know
amateur show.
You can do your own
yes.
puzzling amateur
yes.
show. You can do
this is your
Rising Up with Sonali
show.
Or you can do all the amazing shows that are here on KPFA 94.1.
It's what's happening. And radio, the what's happening sound, tells you about it instantly, day or night, around the clock, with the speed of light. Radio is the sound of busy people doing their thing. People hard at it. Contributing to the enlightenment of mankind and a better world for all of us.
That's us.
If it's happening, you'll be first to know about it with radio, the What's Happening sound.
That's brain's working overtime.
Mm. The brain is no longer the boss.
That's because you're listening to 94.1.
Yes,
we
offer precious many prizes, including the deviled
gem.
Egg
this
tray.
Is the call
FM
still?
Radio.
A devilishly easy way to
serve.
With trident and pointed tail and cloven hooves.
That's a scary theremin.
Sturdy snap-on.
That is scary.
You have to make your own theremin. Is that one of the rules?
Free transport. And it's
that sounds
hella
like
dishwasher
you could have that in your
safe.
Car. No, nobody would
eggs.
Do that.
It changes from blue.
I'm just mashing the music here.
Look what you did. Oh.
Some more CD. Oh. A little bit more album.
But you...
The theremin protects me from any bad influence of
getting
the music.
Punchy, eh? At one time, my eyes would have been good enough to read this horrible poem here.
There we go.
That sounds better.
Yeah.
I'll play my thing here.
Your thing?
Philo moved to the hinterlands of Tennessee and built the largest theremin ever.
With babies?
And theremins.
I said a prayer for you today, and no God must have heard. I felt the answer in my heart, although he spoke no word. I didn't ask for wealth or fame. I knew you wouldn't mind. I asked him to send treasures of a far more lasting kind. I asked that he'd be near you at the start of each new day, to grant you health and blessings and friends to show your way. I asked for happiness for you and all things great and small. But it was for his love and care I prayed for most of all.
Really?
That's printed on the I Said a Prayer for You Today wall cross, the perfect way to show you care. What a touching gift for a loved one or special friend, featuring a raised hand-formed flower designed for a graceful 3D effect. This beautiful cross comes engraved with the inspirational verse you just heard.
Why do you want to torture Jesus?
Made of 100% poly resin.
That's what the whole thing's based on.
Measures 10 inches by 5
it's
inches.
It's a two-way
what
torture
did Jesus ever
session.
Do to you?
Christine
hanging
is.
Hardware not included. You hear that? Not included.
And the guy
Jesus would be shocked if he came back and saw people like worshiping him.
Yeah, they'd give him electric shocks this time. They couldn't last time because that hadn't been invented.
He'd say, take me down off of that thing. That's hideous. What are you doing worshiping my corpse?
Well, when we had the Night of Slack long ago, one of the features there was the Shroud of Bozo and a special triptych showing the cross where Bozo had been crucified, but rather than to remain in such an untenable predicament, he'd sawed off his legs and hands and left them there and left the penalty of crucifixion.
It's tough to saw off both your hands. I mean, what are you going to hold the saw with, you know?
Well, confidentially, maybe he had help. And maybe that was the point, that we should not allow Bozo to struggle himself to end crucifixion, but actually give him a little assistance by operating one of the other saws.
You need a sawzall so you can saw all your limbs.
All your... Yeah.